And the music of Larry Rezabi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here at KASM. And it is program number 563 in that continuing series as our theme wraps up right there. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're at 27 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 60 our current temperature, with sunshine once again breaking through those clouds. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Steve Moran. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Sai. How about you?
I am doing really good. We'll get your level set here. And where are we visiting with you this morning, Steve? Where are you at?
Well, I'm home in New Ulm here.
Okay, at home. Okay, very good. And for the folks that don't know you, Steve, we'll start at the beginning. Where were you born and raised, and a little bit about your background?
Well, I was born in Rochester. For the first through second grade, I was at Stuartville. That was the town that I actually was from. And then we moved to Rochester, and I was there all the rest of my life until I went to college. And in college, I was at the University of Minnesota.
Okay, very good. And where did you pick up the music? When did that start for you?
Well, when I was in seventh grade, actually, I'll tell you a little bit. First of all, my mother played button accordion. She played piano. And when she played the button accordion, I kind of watched and listened, and I was able to play Little Brown Jug the way she played it. And I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, around third grade, then I started piano lessons. And I went with that until I was in seventh grade.
Okay.
And seventh grade, I started on trombone.
Oh, you did? Okay. And played in school bands then, probably?
Oh, yes. I was, when I went into ninth grade, I was at Leward High School and in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
And the band director there was Gene Iden.
Oh, yes. And we all know Gene. He was a member of Ray Sands and the Polka Dots for many years, huh?
That's right. And also played with Al Mavis. And actually, he played actually with Brother Burr, too.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And really just passed away within the past couple of years here now.
Yes, he did. Might have been last year already.
I think so. I think you're right.
Christmas Day.
We had him on our Musicians Come and Play program back a few years ago, and he was still pretty good yet back then. So,
Yeah,
wonderful musician. But, boy, you had quite a treat there to be have him as a band director, huh?
Yes, I was really fortunate to have him as a director. And I was in a couple of music camps that he was able to get me in, and I was one of the camps was run by Dr. Ben Cresciuto from the University of Minnesota, and that's one of the reasons I ended up going to the U of M.
Okay. Well, then as we move along, you were found with the Wendinger Band. How did that all? Did you play with other bands first, or how did you get in with the Wendingers?
Well, I played when I was in college, and actually in high school too. I played with bands out of Rochester. Most of it was the group was called the Polka Kings.
Okay.
And that's how I helped get through college, because I got money from the band playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after when I graduated from the U of M, I got a job teaching in Sanborn, Minnesota, as a band director there.
Oh, okay.
And I was there from 73 until 78. And in that time period, I got married, and at the time, my wife was going to nursing school in New Ulm, and she met up with Linda Gleisner.
Oh, yes.
And she was nursing, too. And Linda's dad was Irwin Cease.
Yep.
And through that, they got to talking about my playing and how I played tuba and stuff like that. And in 76, that's when I started with the Wendinger Band.
Wow. Well, all the way back then. So you're looking at about 49 years of...
Yep.
Wow. That's a good run. That's a really good run. And while with the Wendingers, you've played a lot of different instruments then, huh?
I do. I started on tuba with them, and it wasn't long, maybe four jobs, and all of a sudden I was playing piano.
Okay.
And that was because Mike Simon came along to a job, and we played at the Met Stadium. We played in the parking lot. And here we're sitting in the bus, and Mike asked me, "What do you play?" I said, "Tuba." And he says, and I said, "What do you play?" "Tuba." And then Mike says, "Well, being a band director, you probably play piano, right?" I said, "Yep." And so that was the first day I played piano with them guys.
Okay. And are you part of the harmony in the Wendinger Band, too? Do you sing along with them, too?
Yep, I've been singing with them almost from day one with those guys.
Okay. And probably part of the Wendinger combo that sang at Paul's funeral, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We had Mike on the program here just, I think it was a week ago, and a couple weeks ago, whatever it was. And I know I asked him that same question, and he said, too, that he was part of the combo that sang at Paul's funeral. I was there for that, and the gospel songs that you sang were so meaningful and was a tremendous service. And then we were surprised as we opened the church doors and come out to a snowstorm, a blizzard.
Yeah. That was probably Paul's joke. I don't know.
Yeah. really good guys. I think you've probably had a lot of great experiences with Pete and Paul over the years. I know I have. I haven't ever worked for them or played for them, but talked to them, met Paul on a bus trip one occasion at the Target Center. And, of course, Peter over the years had a lot to do with him on the radio. And so wonderful people, huh?
Definitely.
You bet.
They, and from that time on, really, we've become just like brothers because we play, we do everything together, and have been around so much. So.
Well, you didn't get invited along on the trip at all. I heard from a fellow musician this morning that Peter and Dory and Merle and Kathy Felling are en route to Nome, Alaska right now, huh?
Yep, they decided to go to Alaska, and we didn't have any jobs in here, so they just did it.
Oh, my gosh. And that's a grueling trip. I mean, that's, what, about 7,000 miles by car. I think that's a 3 or 4 day trip if you drive pretty steady.
I've been on many trips with those guys. I've been to Europe twice, but I was never to Alaska.
Okay. Well, they didn't invite either of us, so we'll keep doing the radio show. They have a good chance they're listening in, so we got to beat them up a little bit because Peter usually tunes in, and he'll call me on occasion when he knows the guest that's on the show. So you never know. We might hear from him today yet.
Sounds fine.
You bet. So, over the years, you've done a lot of recording with the Wendingers, but you've got more talent. I've seen you at the Music Hall of Fame doing a recording, a DVD, or that type of work, too. Are you retired, first of all, from teaching, and this just a hobby then, or how did you get into all of that?
My last year of teaching was 2001.
Okay.
And I went into computer repair, and that's what I've been doing since that. And all through that time period, actually 2013 was the last time I worked in an actual store, but I do it through my home by word of mouth.
Oh,
and
sure.
And through that time, actually, I've been recording for a really long time, and I do video work and recording and for other people or myself.
Okay.
And I just was with the Babe Wagner tribute band yesterday.
Oh, you were.
They played at Pioneer Power.
Okay.
I didn't play with them, but I ran the sound for them.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And I'll bet they sounded as great as ever, huh?
You got to repeat that.
I say, I'll bet the tribute band sounded as great as ever, huh?
Oh, definitely. They did awesome. And it's just great musicians with them. They were really tight, and they don't play that much.
No.
Four or five times, that's about it, I think.
We seen them at Donnie Klossner's funeral service. They set up and played after the service, and I know you were there. I was there. That was really great. Was it the same band performing yesterday as at the funeral?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so Jerry was on concertina, Jerry Minar?
Jerry Minar was there playing concertina.
And then probably Rick Keen and Jens Jensen on trumpets?
Jens did not play yesterday. Marty Knockreiner.
Oh, Marty was there. Okay, yep. And then Myron Muehlbauer and Jerry Cale on saxes?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, Gary Schrader back on the bass horn?
Yep, he was there. Mike Wendelick was on the drums.
Oh, okay. And
Jay Minar played piano.
There you go. Great band, you bet. And how long did they play down there at Pioneer Power?
This is the second time they played there.
Okay.
I've played there once with the Wendinger band. Otherwise, I've not been there. So.
Okay. Very good. Well, Steve, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment here. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
That's just fine.
Okay, so the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, reminding you of the many services the St. Joe Meat Market still offers. So, St. Joe Meat Market still butchers beef and hogs every Monday by appointment. Quarters and halves of beef and whole and half hogs, completely processed to your specifications, always available. Sausages made on Wednesdays and Fridays every week. The St. Joe Meat Market was honored this year at the meat competition at the Minnesota State Fair with an award for their smoked pork loin. Another example of the great work continuing to happen at the St. Joe Meat Market. Congratulations to Jesse and Ryan and the crew at the St. Joe Meat Market. Labor Day this coming weekend marks the start of the hunting season for 2025 here in Minnesota, with the bear hunting season opening up. Some other states have hunting seasons that have opened up for hunting already. We can turn your clean and boneless fresh and or frozen domestic or wild game trimmings into any number of delicious products like jerky, snack sticks, or sausage items, usually complete and ready for pickup for your freezer within a week's time. We do custom curing of your hams, bacon, and turkeys. Our retail store is a wonderland of fresh meats and smoked sausages, cheeses, salads, meat and cheese trays, and the list goes on. We still maintain that full-service meat counter where you can still always see both sides of a roast or steak. No surprises when you get home and open up that package. Our professional and friendly staff always there to take your order and assist you in any way. The brat of the week for this week is the smoked tailgater, brought just in time for your tailgating parties for the start of the football season. And that's all for you at the St. Joe Meat Market. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And Steve, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, we put up a nice package at the meat market and get that off in the mail, along with Chasm Priority Mail, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that been for you, Steve?
That sounds great, and you're right. It's excellent meat. It's an excellent package as it's sent out, so looking forward to it.
You betcha. And we'll get that off in the mail. So with that, we'll get back to our conversation there. And what does it look like? You still have some jobs coming with Wendinger's, or are they, like everybody else, probably not quite as busy as we were some years ago, huh?
Well, it seems like we have jobs coming up yet. Around November, probably the middle of November, end of November, then Pete goes down to Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And he comes back in April. So in that time period, that winter time, I don't have any more jobs with him.
Sure. But,
and it's throughout the year, I have jobs with other bands.
Oh, you do?
Too.
Okay. Good for you. Do you guys... Do you have the Oktoberfest booked again this year at the Holiday Inn?
Yes, there and other places. I have Oktoberfest with the Wendinger Band. I also Oktoberfest with the Bachfest Boys. There are other bands. Actually, I should mention them at this time if it's okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I play with Chris Kelchin and the River Bend Dutchman.
Okay.
I play with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've recorded with Chris. I recorded with the Bachfest Boys. I recorded with Ray Sands and the Polka Dots.
Okay.
And with Ray, when I recorded with him, I was playing tuba.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So what is your favorite instrument to play if you had to pick just one?
If I had to pick just one, it'd be bass trombone, because that's my main instrument.
Oh, okay.
But I don't get to play it as much as I used to. I play more trumpet and keyboard and valve trombone than I do bass trombone.
And that's just because of the personnel. If somebody is available to play the tuba or the other instruments, then they move you. Being so versatile, they move you to wherever they're missing, huh?
Yes, that's correct. And I do get to play my bass trombone when I play with a band out of the cities. It's called Beasley's Big Band. It's a swing band, and I play with them maybe 10 times or so a year.
Okay.
I really enjoy that.
Well, looking back over your career, you must have gotten into a lot of great ballrooms over the years, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I probably don't remember the names of a lot of them, but yeah, I played in quite a bit in a lot of different states also.
Yep. And, you know, we've seen a decline, especially with the ballrooms. So many of them have gone by the wayside, either burnt down or replaced. You know, we lost a good one up here in St. Joe, Minnesota. We had the Delwyn Ballroom. You probably have been there in your lifetime. And now that got taken down, and it's just all housing.
Oh, that's too bad. I kind of remember when that was built, too.
Yeah. I think it was in the middle 80s or so. It wasn't that old a building when it was taken down. So, and it's just a trend of the times, you know. I don't know. It's just kind of that business has been fading. And there's only a few of them up in our area here that are still operating or still going yet. So I can mention a couple of them and see if you've been at all of them. We've got the Riverside Coliseum in Richmond. And that one still does weddings and some events like that. But you'd have to hire your own music if you want a band. We have the Pelican Lake Ballroom in St. Anna. They still do their chicken fry during the week on Tuesday nights and still available for weddings and occasions. And there's one in Spring Hill, the Horseshoe Bar and Ballroom. That one still will do some live music on occasion. And then, of course, Glencoe, the Playmore Ballroom. But those are pretty much the only ones I know of that are still in our area as far as ballrooms go.
Yeah, things have changed. Smaller venues or bigger venues outside.
Yeah.
There's a lot of outside playing.
You bet. Well, our time is running down, Steve. I usually ask you about this time. There's a special memory that you have. So looking back over your career, what stands out in your mind, something that you'd want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise? What do you have?
Well, I can't really think too many things. I'll tell you one thing that not people know. I actually played in the Hofbräuhaus in Germany.
You did?
Yeah, with the Wendigers. We actually played in an upstairs room and for a tour group, and I played piano and trumpet at that time, and I had to they had different voltage system there, and I had to hook up the piano with the voltage converter, and then what I discovered, I had to run a ground wire to the radiator, because if I stopped playing for like 10 seconds or so, then the piano didn't work.
Oh, my goodness.
If I put the ground wire on, and then I just kept tapping a key if we weren't playing a song, and then it worked the rest of the time.
Oh, my goodness. That is really neat. Coincidentally, I just popped into my mind. I got to ask you a quick question, and that is, you mentioned that you do all this recording and all of that sort of work, and you work on computers. I had a lady call me this morning, and she said she's got a whole slug of old 78 albums, and she's wondering if that's possible to put that onto a CD or a DVD or any of that type of stuff. Do you do that type of work?
Yes, I do. I've done it for different people. I've done a lot for Rick Kane that way, too.
Okay, so it is possible. Well, if she is listening and she calls back and she's looking serious about doing it, I can always give her your number and see if she can make the connection. How's that?
That would be just fine.
All righty.
I do want to point out one other thing.
Sure.
And I don't know if we talked about it before. I play concertina.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And I've been playing since 2010. That's basically when I started.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 10 concertinas. I have three out of that. I have three concertinas that have MIDI connections, so I play with MIDI units concertina.
Uh-huh.
And Donnie Klosner, I miss him a lot. He was like one of my best friends with the concertina. He helped me get started with that, and I also miss Smiley Wilczek.
Yep.
He would come over and we'd play together, and I'm still playing. I play with the Sleepy Eye Area Concertina Club.
Oh, you do? Oh, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I was told by one of our former radio personalities here at CHASM, Cliff Mitchell. He was our farm director for like 57, 58 years, something like that. And he told me one time, he said, you need to do activities to keep that brain working. That is so important. And I can't think of a better way to do that than playing the concertina. How do you feel?
Oh, yeah. And not everybody can play them, but I really think there's a lot involved with playing concertina, and everybody doesn't play it the same way.
Right.
But I really enjoy playing it, and I play it with my son, and my son, Tom, he's an awesome concertina player.
And he is kind of the fill-in concertina player whenever Peter can't make it, huh, for the Wendingers?
Yeah, he's been helping out for a really long time. And actually, I think, when Paul got sick, he's been playing many times. He started playing with them when Paul couldn't play. And then Peter's been different times. And, yeah, there's other players that can kind of help out with the band, but we kind of rely on Tom because you don't have to tell him anything.
Okay.
He knows it all.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And it's really neat when your kids can make you proud. That's really an awesome thing, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You bet.
Gosh.
Do you have more children besides Tom?
I do. I have another son, Phil, and he lives in Cloquet, and he's an accountant.
Okay.
He's a certified PA, CPA.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a stepdaughter, Lindsay, and she lives in La Crosse. Her mother was Lori Solberg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know Lori. Yeah. Lori, of course, with Gary and the Ridgeland Dutchman for many years.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, another, but I can't forget him. Another person that I... he's my best friend, and that's Keith Swack.
Oh, yes. Great concertina player. Played with the Dorchner band for a number of years.
Correct. Yep.
Yes, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, boy, this has really been fun, Steve. We could go on for another half hour, but you know what? We've got baseball coming up, so we got to keep it short. Want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I've told you before, good Lord willing, and you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that for you?
That sounds good, Cyan. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Well, great. And if you want to stay right there, I will talk to you off the air on the phone. But you have a great afternoon. All right, Steve?
That sounds just fine, and I'll be here.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Steve Moran. And he is our 563rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Wendinger Band in just moments. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wrapping up our 563rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Steve Moran out of New Ulm, Minnesota, our guest here for today's edition. And what a wonderful guest. Yeah, so much music, so much knowledge there, and just fun to visit with somebody like Steve. Well, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're going to do a little music here by the Wendinger Band in the next few minutes, and starting out with a fun tune off of their classic taste of New Ulm music. It's one called the Olé Olé Polka.
Namatsuda Niko Waiki Shusraze Zashevale Niko Waiki Kenetsu Ole 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 Olali Olala Ole 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 Olali Olala Raze zashevane Nigo waiki Namatsuda Nigo waiki Kenetsu Ole 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 Olali Olala Ole 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 Olali Olala
Wendinger Band, Peter and Paul Wendinger, one called the Olé Olé Polka, one of my favorite Wendinger tunes. When I listen to Wendinger music, I really enjoy that one. And here's a neat tidbit for you. So just checking my phone, I got a text message from Peter Wendinger. He says, "Hi, Cy, I did get to catch most of your program. We are on the Alaskan Highway in British Columbia. Enjoyed your show with Steve. Say hi to him. And have a great fall." Isn't that neat technology, what you can all do all the way up there on their way to Nome, Alaska, and able to pick up our signal and hear the program. And yes, great friends there with Steve Moran. And so I know Steve is listening in, and Peter says hi. So neat stuff there, you bet. Well, it's waltz time now with the Wendinger Band, one called the Brewer's Waltz. The Brewer's Waltz. Peter and Paul Wendinger in the band. Yeah, from back in the days. Great recording there. Ernie Koopman number there. One called The Brewer's Waltz. And we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie saying hello from Ketchikan, Alaska. So Jeannie's in Alaska as well. Jeannie B's Tours greets us today from awesome Alaska. Now is the time to reserve your seats on Jeannie B's 2026 Alaska July and August Island and Cruise Tours. These tours are filling fast, so call Jeannie B at 320-345-1581 ASAP to join next summer's tours. If you are looking for a fall getaway, there are seats still available on the September 14th through the 18th Celebration Bell Mississippi River Cruise. Jeannie B, you will be overwhelmed with the beauty of the Colors of the Smoky Mountains tour, which leaves on October 18th. This tour includes Nashville, Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, and the Biltmore Mansion in Asheville, North Carolina. Call once again today for details, 320-345-1581. The festive Holly Jolly Jeannie B's Christmas tours begin November 16th with holiday highlights, a Branson Christmas, and Christmas at the Ark Encounter. This 9-day tour includes 8 nights lodging, 6 shows, admission to the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter, 16 meals, holiday goodies, Christmas presents, and carols on the coach. A Branson Christmas, 6 days, tour departs November 28th. Attend the Jeannie B Tours Customer Appreciation Open House and Jeannie B's Shop Fall Sale at the new location at 124 First Avenue Southeast in St. Joe. Jeannie B is in the old Kennedy Building next to the government building. Use the front entrance. This, again, is on September 8th and 9th and 10th from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Invite your traveling and shopping friends to check out Jeannie B's Tours for open house questions. And again, call 320-345-1581. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And that's all for you from Jeannie B's Tours and Jeannie up in Ketchikan, Alaska right now. Neat stuff there. Jeannie B's proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of the Wendinger Band, it's the Snowman Polka.
Thank you.
Great number there by the Wendinger Band, one called the Snowman Polka. 16 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 61 our temperature here in Albany. Here's a Babe Wagner original that the Wendingers recorded, one called the Evening Shadows Waltz. The Evening Shadows Waltz. Yes, that is the Wendinger Band, a number that Babe Wagner Band brought out years and years ago. 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Kevin is located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And the Hustler, well, that is the original zero-turn lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, still with a nice inventory of brand new Hustlers on hand, you need to take a drive out there and check it out. Probably got one with your name on yet. Now, of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses. He can sharpen your blades. Yes, he can do it all. Kevin also accepts trades, so he can make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin also took on the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment line a few years back. He has handheld blowers, backpack blowers, there's chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more. And they are all powered by that powerful 56-volt lithium battery. Again, just give Kevin a call to make sure he's going to be around. His phone number, 320-363-7459. And you won't find a nicer guy to deal with. Yes, Kevin is just a wonderful guy. So knowledgeable. I'll tell you, I am amazed every time I go out by Kevin, all the projects he tackles. He'll tear apart a truck, a big semi, whatever the case may be, and rebuild them. And lawnmower is just a piece of cake for him. He can get them all tuned up and ready to go, whether it's old Betsy or if a brand spanking new one. He will get them performing for you that you can keep your lawn looking pristine. Kevin's Countryside. He brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading at 61 degrees. Time for just a couple more selections with the Wendinger Band. Here's one that they did called Carl's Polka. Great number there by the Wendinger Band, Peter and Paul Wendinger, one called Carl's Polka. 24 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading at 62 degrees here in central Minnesota. Playing music by the Wendinger Band after having Steve Moran, one of the Wendinger's band members, on our Musicians Come and Play program here this morning. And knowing that Peter and Dodie and the Wendingers and Merle and Kathy Felling all in one vehicle heading to Alaska and right now traveling through British Columbia and tuning in and listening and wanting to say hi to Steve, their band member there that we interviewed on the program this morning. And wouldn't it be neat to be a little mouse in the vehicle there with such talent? Merle and Kathy Felling, Peter and Dodie Wendinger. Yeah. Hope they have a safe trip, and sure we'll be hearing from them soon. Well, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune, probably an old Fez Fritzy number, one called Tell Me Whose Girl Are You? Peter and Paul and the Wendinger Band.
took one look and sighed, wondered to whom you're tied, who has the right to kiss lips that contain such bliss.
Peter and Paul and the Wendinger Band. Yes, tell me whose girl are you? And a nice waltz tune there, one that Fez Fritchie recorded back in the days. And wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.